I know this is a heartbreaker of a loss, and you got some hurt kids, but, man, they left it out on the field tonight, and they rallied when really their backs were pinned up against the wall.
Actually, we played very, very well, Adam.
As you look back here, I mean, you guys were up early 6-0. Colby comes back and scores, and, you know, 14-6, you're going into the fourth quarter. You're down, and you're at your own 44-yard line, 6 minutes to go, and you're down 8. And Parker Gooden, you put in that new series this week and a nice touchdown run down the left sideline, and he got they got the two-point conversion with a strike there, but force overtime. And, you know, the resiliency for this team definitely showed here tonight with a lot of gut checks.
No, we played great. There's nothing wrong that we did. Yeah, it was just a tough football game.
Well, and, you know, that first overtime, you guys get the ball first. It's always tough there because you always want to be on defense first. But Parker scored on that first play, and I thought he looked like he was in for that two-point conversion. Official said no. Colby scores on the first play, and they bunched the snap for the extra point. So double overtime. Stop short at the one-yard line after Colby scores and makes a two-point conversion. Just a tough play there, a yard short.
You know, and if you looked at our video, you would say that he was in. Maybe his knee touched the ground first. I don't know. But it was definitely a tough-fought game.
And, you know, a step, I thought you guys did a really good job. I mean, he didn't – I don't think he hit 100 yards tonight, but he had to get 22 carries to get close to 100, and that says a lot about what you guys are able to do to shut him down tonight.
Yeah, Stapp's he's a great athlete, very shifty and extremely fast. You know he's going to break a few, but we did hold him fairly well for the game.
Well, it's a tough loss, back-to-back losses for you guys here, but it's – you guys still have a lot of football left, and you have to get back next Friday night. And you're going to have a Concordia team that's had a big win tonight over Beloit by 10, I believe it was. How do you do to kind of get the team back to refocus here for next week?
You know, I think with the game that we played here, I think we've got our confidence back from the Beloit deal. You know, we're going to correct a few things, but there's not a whole lot to correct. We played hard. We played well. Mm-hmm. You know, Parker played well at quarterback. I think we're going to go into the Concordia game with a little confidence, but maybe a little humility from our two losses, and I think we'll do well.
Well, this just shows Colby has just kind of been on the edge here three times here. 7-point win, a 1-point win, and an 8-point win here, and two of them here at home, and just shows how close this district is.
No, it's tough. I mean, all four teams right now kind of battling. Actually, Colby's got the first-place position at this point, but pretty close between the four of them.
Back at home next week, that'll be kind of nice here. Assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post game, and Scott City loses a heartbreaker in double overtime 20-20. Coach, thank you for the time here, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.